Chapter 5 Saving the Porters, 1924. The British climbers returned in April 1924. This time, they planned to succeed. Edward Norton was the chief climber in the group of 12 men, and they had 150 Tibetan porters, both men and women, to help them. From base camp, the porters carried equipment up to camps 1 and 2 on the Rongbuk and East Rongbuk glaciers. One woman carried her 2-year-old child on top of an 18-kilogram load from 5,300 meters to 6,000 meters. Then she carried her child back down and offered to go up again. The next part was harder. On a cold, stormy day, Mallory, Irvine, and 2 other climbers set out with 20 porters to carry equipment from base camp to camp 3. But the weather was terrible. A strong wind blew down off the mountain, straight into their faces. The ice on the glacier was as clear and hard as glass. There were not enough tents at camp 2, so some of the porters slept outside. Next morning, they went on to camp 3. But here it was even colder than before. That night, the temperature fell to minus 29 degrees Celsius. The strong, icy wind blew into the tents all night, so everyone inside the tents was covered with snow. The storm blew for 2 more days. Many of the porters lay in their tents, not caring about life or death. At last, the storm ended, and they all went down to base camp to rest. 3 men were seriously ill. Another had bad frostbite on both feet. The porters were unhappy and afraid. "The mountain is angry," they said. "It will kill us." So, on the 15th of May, all the climbers and porters went down the valley to the Rongbuk Monastery, where the chief monk said prayers for them. Next day, the wind had gone, and the sky was clear and blue. The climbers returned to Camp 3. Then they started to climb up the steep ice wall to the North Col to make Camp 4. And, once again, things went wrong. The ice was covered with new snow after the storm. There were many crevasses, deep holes in the ice, which were difficult to see under the snow. This was the place where 7 porters had died in 1922. This time, 4 people set out: Mallory, Norton, Odell, and Lapka Tsering. They climbed carefully, cutting steps in the snow. They crossed several deep crevasses. Then, just below the North Col, they came to a steep slope about 100 meters high. It was a dangerous place. The slope was covered with new, soft snow. At the foot of the slope was a wall of ice, falling hundreds of meters to the valley below. Mallory climbed slowly up the slope, while Norton and Odell held him from below on a rope. After half an hour, they reached the top and found a place for Camp 4. But all the climbers were tired. On the way down, the snow suddenly collapsed under Mallory's feet, and he fell into a crevasse. Only his ice axe, across the top of the crevasse, saved him. No one had seen him fall. He looked up at the sky, then down into the deep blue hole below him. One mistake here could mean death. Very slowly and carefully, he pulled his tired body up the ice wall and out onto the snow. When the climbers got back to Camp 3, they were all exhausted. Their heads ached, and they coughed all night in the thin, cold air. Next day, three more climbers, Somerville, Irvine and Hazard, and 12 porters, climbed the snow slope to Camp 4. Somerville and Irvine came down, leaving Hazard behind with the porters. That night it snowed heavily, and the temperature fell to minus 31 degrees Celsius. The exhausted porters shivered in their tents. All next day, Norton, in Camp 3, waited for them to come down. At last he saw them coming, black dots on the snow. But only 8 porters and Hazard arrived at Camp 3. 4 porters had turned back, afraid that they would fall. So now, 4 porters were alone at Camp 4, and more snow was falling, making the steep slope more dangerous than ever. Without help from the climbers, the porters would die. All the climbers were tired and ill. Mallory and Somerville had bad throats and were coughing badly. It snowed heavily all night. But next morning, Norton, Mallory, and Somerville climbed slowly up towards Camp 4. It was difficult, dangerous work. They reached the snow slope and called out to the porters above them in words like these. "Are you alive?" the climbers asked. "Can you walk?" "Yes, sir," a porter answered. "But we're afraid. It's too dangerous. If we slip, we'll fall and die." "If you stay there, you'll die of cold," Norton said. "Wait there. We're coming to get you." Very carefully, Somerville climbed across the steep slope towards the 4 porters. He had a rope round his waist. Mallory and Norton held the rope from below to keep Somerville safe. But when he was 5 meters away from the porters, Somerville reached the end of the rope. "What do I do now?" he thought. "We have no more rope, and it will soon be dark." "Come across," he called out to the porters. "It's not far. Carefully, one at a time." The first 2 porters reached Somerville safely. Then they climbed past him, holding the rope, towards Norton and Mallory. Somerville looked at the last 2 porters. "Come on," he said. "It's not difficult. One at a time." But the porters were afraid, and both started together. A second later, they slipped and fell. They slid past Somerville down the slope, towards the valley, thousands of meters below. But then, a few meters from the edge of the slope, they stopped. "Don't move," Somerville said. "Just wait for me." He drove his ice axe deep into the snow. He untied the rope from his waist and passed it round the head of the ice axe. Then, holding his end of the rope with one hand, Somerville climbed down until he could just reach the men with his other hand. He pulled up the first man, then the second. They climbed along the rope to Mallory and Norton. Somerville tied the rope round his waist again and climbed back after them. Even now they were not safe. It was nearly dark and a long way above Camp 3. One of the porters, Namgya, could not use his hands because he had bad frostbite. But at last they reached Camp 3, where 2 more climbers, Noel and Adele were waiting with warm food. All the climbers were exhausted. Mallory and Somerville could not stop coughing, and Norton's feet hurt badly. Helping the four porters had made them very, very tired, and they were nowhere near the summit of Everest. Slowly, they went down to Camp One. They needed time to rest and to decide what to do next.